Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking key numbers for the beef cow herd. Back on that with Jim Robb in just a moment.
It's the Chris Black 17th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 9th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 345 head of AI-bred fall calving heifers and cows, all are future club calf producing females, and 38 head of stout 19 to 24-month-old herd bull prospects that are all ready to go to work. Most all breeds represented in volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found online, www.blackherfordranch.com. For questions or printed catalog requests, call 580-309-0712.
Hey cattle producers, join me on the road to ranching efficiency at the 2018 Noble Research Institute Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 14th and 15th. A day-long tour of two of their farms on the 14th, then plan to attend the conference on Friday the 15th. A tremendous lineup of speakers will inspire and inform, including Jim Robb, Colin Woodall, Dr. Cliff Lamb, and Donald Brown. Go to noble.org/events to see the agenda and to register. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, June 15th, Ardmore Convention Center. See you there. More with Jim Robb from the Livestock Market Information Center, who, by the way, will be one of the featured speakers at the upcoming Texoma Cattlemen's Conference in Ardmore on the 15th of June. Jim Robb says that as we take a look at the ongoing slaughter numbers that come from USDA, we're really starting to see a picture of where we are on beef cow herd rebuilding here in 2018.
USDA puts out what we call actual slaughter data, and it's about a two-week delay, but I think there's some real key points in last week's data. On the slaughter side, we had overall cow slaughter up 9,000 head year over year. That's a 9% increase. But most of the increase has been in beef cow slaughter. We had a 12% year over year increase in the latest data, which would be for the week ending May 19th, in terms of beef cow slaughter. So clearly we have open beef cows, clearly we have drought conditions, and we're increasing beef cow slaughter a little bit more than we anticipated a couple months ago. More importantly, heifer slaughter last week was up in the actual data 33,000 head year over year, which is a 29% year over year increase. Now, it won't stay at those levels, but we're now ratcheted up heifer slaughter to levels that when we put heifer slaughter and cow slaughter together, it's starting to give us some signs as the second half of 2018 develops in terms of the size of our overall herd. And it's probably growing a little bit slower pace than we thought even a month ago. You know, a 29% year-over-year increase in anything in agriculture, let alone in heifer slaughter, and we're not comparing to a funny week a year ago, is a huge increase. So we were on track probably for a year-over-year increase in the overall U.S. cattle herd on January 1, 2019, up maybe 0.5%, where last year it was up 0.7, and the year before up nearly 2%. We may be fading that if we stay on this pace of both beef cow slaughter and heifer slaughter. So we still see a year-over-year increase, but it looks like it would be less than 0.5%, which is a real moderation in rate of growth in that overall beef cow herd and the overall U.S. cattle population. And when we look further down the road into the second half of 19 and into 20, this will be beneficial from a supply perspective in terms of cattle prices.
So, Jim, when it comes to strategy for our cattle producers, what's the game plan here in the immediate future?
Well, I think in terms of marketing cattle, we don't want to get caught up, especially in ranching country, too much with the short term. We want to look to the fourth quarter of this year. We can have some real gyrations this summer. We have a lot of moving parts, both politically and corn crop, et cetera, drought conditions. But we want to focus, and we want to look a little bit in a management sense in cow-calf country especially, and in stocker country, looking at the year ahead. It's not too early to do that. And again, with this sort of changing profile in terms of the inventory, there's probably a little bit more optimism out in 19 and 20 than we thought a couple months ago. So it's not too early to start some fundamental business planning, looking out a little bit more longer term. In the short term here, we have many producers that are really struggling with drought, and those decisions are, you know, week to week and sequential. And we need to really stay on top of that because we still have a larger calf crop that was born here in 2018 than we did a year ago. So we still have plenty of cattle out there, even though the bigger picture is starting to reshape here as we get into spring this year and probably throughout this summer.
Jim Robb from the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock, proud to present their Corn Belt Classic number 20, June 13th and 14th, coming live from Council Bluffs, Iowa, being seen on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 67,000 head of cattle, 14,800 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 14,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Previous Beef Bus shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.